This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says as the United States draws down its military presence in Syria, some troops will remain.
The United States will maintain a reduced presence in Syria to deny ISIS access to oil revenue as we reposition for the next phase of the Defeat ISIS campaign.
At a news conference at NATO headquarters, Esper says the U.S. presence remaining in southeastern Syria will include armored vehicles.
We are reinforcing that position. It will include some mechanized forces. Again, I'm not going to get into details, but the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
His comments reflect another change in what has been a rapidly shifting U.S. stance on American forces in Syria. Iraqi security officials say at least 23 people have been killed in protests in Baghdad and across provinces in the country's Shiite-dominated south. Most of the deaths occurred as a result of tear gas canisters that were fired directly at protesters, as well as rubber bullets and live ammunition. Representatives of Russia, China, the United States, and Pakistan have agreed that negotiation is the only road to peace in Afghanistan. China, Russia, and Pakistan are calling on Washington to return to the negotiation table with the Taliban and hammer out a peace agreement. Somali intelligence officials say an airstrike by a U.S. drone has killed three senior officers with Islamic State Group-affiliated fighters in northern Somalia. Two top U.S. senators are asking intelligence officials to investigate Chinese-owned TikTok, the hugely popular computer app, believing it is a potential national security risk. TikTok allows users to post short videos and share them online with other users. TikTok servers are based in the U.S. and other countries where it is available, but it is owned by a Beijing-based company. This is VOA News.